The drums have been beating for some time that Afghanistan's economy is on the brink of collapse since the Taliban takeover. Now the chief executive of the Islamic Bank of Afghanistan has warned the country's banking sector is in the grip of an existential crisis. In the wake of many countries refusing to provide aid, along with the country's assets and funds frozen, where is this likely to leave the Afghan people? Joining me now is Dr. Nematullah Bajan from the ANU's Development Policy Centre. He's also a former Afghan government economic advisor. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you, Paul.
How long do you think the Afghan economy can keep going before it ultimately collapses?
The situation is quite alarming, and soon the economy may collapse if there is no change in what's happening or what we see at the moment. On the one hand, the banking system has limited operation capacity, and the withdrawal limit is around $200, while the business accounts are not able to withdraw money because the assets are frozen. Afghanistan asset reserves are frozen, and in addition to that, there's low confidence among the investors, and we have seen capital outflow from Afghanistan in addition to exodus of well-educated and trained people. So both financial sector and the economy in Afghanistan is on the verge of collapse.
What are the driving forces behind this? Is it internal decision-making or more the external pressures on the country in the wake of the Taliban takeover?
Both internal and external. Internally, because of what happened, the takeover of Afghanistan by Taliban, people are scared of the same policies that the Taliban will continue as they enforced in the 1990s, banning women from education, limiting social activities, and so on. And also, toppling a legitimate government from power that had an implication on the relationship of Afghanistan with the international community. In addition to that, another important factor is aid, foreign aid to Afghanistan, because Afghanistan has been a highly aid-dependent country. It would receive around $5 billion in aid each year. So now that amount of aid is not available to Afghanistan. What does that mean? Unemployment, high poverty, widespread hunger, and also uncertainty about the future.
Yes. Where does that leave everyday Afghans? How dire is the situation right now?
When I'm talking to some of my friends, family members, and colleagues back in Afghanistan these days, they tell me there's no hope about the future at the moment. What's happening in major cities, people are selling their households, their belongings. Why? To pay for their food, and also for some families to pay that their family members can travel, go somewhere. The future seems quite hopeless if the situation continues like this, because what we see at the moment is that Afghanistan is going to become politically and economically isolated. And the most pressure would be on ordinary citizens in Afghanistan.
You've noted that unqualified people have been appointed to key positions within key financial institutions in Afghanistan. What sort of damage are these decisions having?
What we see, also we have seen that in the past, that unqualified people who are loyal to the Taliban are appointed to lead key institutions in Afghanistan, such as the finance ministry, central bank, and few other institutions. the problem with what that types of appointment would be that it undermines the capacity of those institutions to play a positive role in improving the economy amid the situation that large number of qualified Afghans and professionals, they already left Afghanistan. So there is a gap, capacity gap at the moment. And this situation, unqualified leadership exacerbates the situation. So basically, it will lead to the mismanagement of the economy or the existing resources that Afghanistan has.
As you mentioned before, Afghanistan's a country heavily dependent on foreign aid, and in the wake of the Taliban takeover, that aid is slowing. What influence do you think China may seek to wield on Afghanistan with their aid contributions?
When it comes to China, if we make a comparison, the first question is whether China can substitute for the loss of aid from the U.S. and other Western states. I would say no, because China won't be willing or able to provide substantial aid to Afghanistan. But what I see could happen that China may play a major role in investment and extraction of resources in Afghanistan, as Afghanistan is a prospective rich, resource-rich country. But for that to happen, there should be security and also a degree of recognition of any government in Afghanistan to enable some of the major companies to operate in Afghanistan. If the situation continues as it is now, it's unlikely that Afghanistan will be in a better situation, because the government the cabinet where the Taliban introduced is exclusive and banned women from access to education above certain levels. And also we can see some type of sanction on certain types of activities.